So, you have a Venom script for me?
Yes, sir, I do, and it's gonna be a ton of fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're gonna have Venom biting heads off and massacring people left and right.
Wow, well, as long as we don't see any of that, that sounds awesome.
Wait, what?
Well, we want that PG-13 rating, so we can have him bite people's heads off, but we can't see it happen.
So we can do it if we don't do it?
Yeah, exactly. We can just cut away and imply that something violent happened.
Oh, that's gonna be significantly less satisfying to watch.
Well, our hands are tied. We need that PG-13 rating if we want to make money off a comic book movie.
Well, I mean, what about Deadpool and Logan and Deadpool 2?
What about them?
Well, they were R-rated comic book movies and they made a ton of money. Can't we learn anything from their success?
Well, here's the thing about learning. It's for nerds, and I hate doing it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of it that way.
So what kind of tone and genre were you thinking for this movie?
Oh, all of them.
All of them?
Yeah. Sometimes it's gonna play like a horror movie, and other times a superhero movie, and other times a buddy comedy. We're just gonna be all over the place.
I guess it's good to cover lots of ground.
Yeah, if somebody isn't enjoying a certain part of the movie, they just have to wait a couple of minutes, and it'll switch to a different genre.
That's pretty innovative, actually. So what happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna have some symbiotes land on Earth, right?
I think it's pronounced symbiote. Actually.
It definitely isn't.
Well, how about we have them pronounce it symbiote in the trailer and see how people react?
I guarantee that they'll be angry.
Don't you mean that they'll buy angry?
I don't. That's not how that's pronounced either.
Listen, as long as people go out and be a bunch of Venom merchandise, I don't care how they feel.
Fair enough. So anyway, these symbiotes land in Malaysia and they're taken by the Life Foundation, but one of them escapes.
Oh, is it Venom?
No, it's a symbiote called Riot that's eventually gonna latch on to the bad guy, Carlton Drake.
Oh, what's Carlton Drake's deal?
I just told you, he's a bad guy.
Oh, that's as deep as it goes.
Pretty much.
But what kind of stuff does he do? Like, give me an example of a scene.
Well, at one point he's with some kids that are touring his lab and they start laughing at this one girl because she asked him a question.
Okay.
And Drake has this big speech about how it's important to ask questions and you shouldn't silence people that do it.
Wow, so what does she finally ask as a question?
I don't know, he's gonna leave right after his speech and she's not gonna get to ask him one.
Very harsh.
Oh yeah, so anyway, after the symbiotes land on Earth, I had a lot of legwork to do to get everybody where they need to be for the fun to start.
What do you mean?
Well, like the Venom symbiote's in a secure lab now, right? But the whole movie's about Eddie Brock as Venom, so I had to get him into the lab somehow.
Okay.
So what I did was have one of Drake's scientists reach out to Eddie. And she's like, yo, Carlton Drake is doing tests on homeless people. You have to come to the lab and take some pictures, unemployed journalist Eddie Brock.
Why doesn't she just take the pictures herself?
Way too dangerous.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, so she goes the much safer route of breaking into the lab in the middle of the night with an unauthorized individual so he can take the pictures.
Much safer.
And yeah, so that's how the Venom symbiote latches onto Eddie Brock.
And what about Riot?
Oh, well, Riot latches onto this old lady in Malaysia and wanders around aimlessly for 6 months.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, spends half a year as an old lady, then goes to the airport and latches onto a little girl who's going to San Francisco.
What a weird strategy.
Yeah, and then as the little girl, he walks right into the secure lab that doesn't have any security, thank god.
How'd the little girl get to the lab? Did she take an Uber?
Maybe her parents dropped her off, I don't know.
Well, okay then.
And so yeah, then Riot latches onto Carlton Drake.
Wow, that really is a lot of legwork.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff is definitely gonna be the least fun part of the movie, but Venom has to break out of the lab somehow, and Riot has to get to the lab somehow, so I didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, I mean, you could have switched them.
What?
You could have had Venom be the symbiote that escaped at the beginning and have Riot go to the lab, which is where he needs to end up anyway.
Wow, yeah, no, that would have saved about 45 minutes of crap and made the whole thing a lot more fun to watch.
I mean, you could still change it. We haven't started to shoot yet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like it though.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, sounds like a whole lot of work.
So anyway, what else happens in the movie?
Oh, well, Drake's gonna want to capture Eddie alive since Venom latched onto him, right?
So what does he do?
Well, what would you do if your secret science thing escaped and you wanted to capture it alive?
Something very low-key, I guess.
Wrong. You'd send a fleet of exploding drones after him as he does crazy motorcycle stunts.
Feels like that would not only kill him, but cause a lot of property damage and attract a lot of attention.
It's gonna make for some really cool trailer shots, though.
Oh, well, that's what really matters, so okay.
And then at a certain point, Eddie's gonna get separated from Venom.
Uh-oh, is it gonna buy hard for him to get reattached?
No, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Venom's gonna latch onto a dog and then onto Eddie's girlfriend, and then she's gonna have to make out with him to transfer the symbiote.
Wait, does that mean she had to make out with the dog?
You're goddamn right.
Oh.
Anyway, so then we're gonna have this big nighttime fight between Venom and Riot.
We're gonna have two super dark aliens fighting at nighttime?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's gonna buy kinda hard to see what's happening.
Oh yeah, super hard to see. It's gonna be like watching two people wearing garbage bags fighting by candlelight. It's gonna be like, who's who and what's going on?
Sounds exciting.
And at the end of the movie, we're gonna have a scene where Venom and Eddie tease a bad guy before biting his head off.
Oh, nice. I'm gonna put that in the trailer.
Oh, well, it's like the last scene, so so maybe we shouldn't.
If there's one thing people want to see in a movie trailer, it's the final scene of the movie.
Well, okay then. So Venom basically says he's gonna bite this guy's head and limbs off, and he's gonna roll down the street like a turd in the wind.
Oh, turds in the wind are tight.
How do you already have an opinion on turds in the wind?
My cat's litter box is right next to a fan.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So how do you think the movie's gonna do?
Well, there's a Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper movie coming out that same weekend in October, so I'm a little worried.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so let's hope that turd in the wind line really resonates with people.
Fingers crossed.
So, you have a Venom sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And this is the second movie in a series where the protagonist has powers, so you know what that means.
He's gonna lose his powers for a little bit?
He's gonna lose his powers for a little bit.
Oh boy, that never gets old.
Wait, that hasn't gotten old, has it?
Oh, absolutely not, sir. I guarantee it.
Although, keep in mind, I have no idea, and there's no way I can guarantee that.
Works for me. So guide me through the story here.
So we're gonna meet this crazy serial killer guy, Cletus Kasady, right?
Right, Woody Harrelson. In a terrible wig. We introduced him in the last movie.
Yeah, but people seem to be distracted by that wig, so I figure we swap it out for another wig that's, you know, just as distracting.
I love it.
And so this guy, he's really into Eddie Brock.
Why?
Because.
Does he know about Venom?
He doesn't.
Okay.
So Cletus wants to make this deal with Eddie where he'll give him the exclusive story of his life if he agrees to publish this message for his girlfriend, Shriek.
Right.
And Eddie's career is really in the dump, so he really needs this to restore it.
Wait, if this guy's life story is such a big deal and he wants to get something published, shouldn't he go with a journalist whose career isn't in the dumps?
Yeah, but the thing about Eddie Brock is that he's the main character of the movie.
That's a good point. Yeah, you should go with him.
But so then after publishing his message, Eddie and Venom also piece together where he hid these other bodies, and so they publish that, and Cletus gets pissed.
Wasn't he gonna tell him his whole life story anyway?
Yes.
All right.
And so eventually Cletus manages to bite Eddie, and that's how he gets the Carnage symbiote in him.
Oh, managing to bite people is tight.
It sure is, sir. So meanwhile, during the movie, Eddie and Venom keep fighting about becoming like a crime-fighting duo, right?
Oh, they're gonna go out and fight crime?
I didn't say that. I said they'd argue about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I figure instead of doing the thing that would be super cool to watch, we can watch them bicker about doing it or not doing it. And also, like, eating chicken.
What?
And chocolate. And also, Eddie's ex-fiance is engaged again, so they're gonna argue about that.
Lots of arguing.
Lot of arguing. This is basically a romantic comedy.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, eventually all that arguing leads to them spending some time apart and Eddie not having the Venom powers, which, as I mentioned, might still be an interesting thing to do in a sequel.
Sure, sure.
And so then at the same time, Cletus is about to be executed and he realizes he has this Carnage symbiote inside him.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so he just goes crazy, right? He escapes from prison and along the way he kills a bunch of guards, he tears them apart, he rips their spines out and blood spurts.
PG-13.
He throws some guards off screen onto the wall. That probably hurts.
There it is.
So now that he's out of prison, he wants to go reunite with the love of his life, this lady Frances, aka Shriek.
And what's her deal?
Oh, well, she has these sonic screaming powers.
How'd you get those?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, I won't.
And when she was younger, this cop, Patrick Mulligan, shot her in the eye.
Oh.
Yeah, so obviously that led to her having, you know, a little scar and a lightly colored contact lens.
That is what happens when people get shot in the eye.
But the thing about her powers is that loud noises actually hurt symbiotes, so her screams actually hurt Carnage.
Oh, wow. So Cletus is in love with someone whose powers could destroy him. That is very compelling, very interesting situation.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, but then I was like, eh. Let's not.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, let's just kind of leave it as a Chekhov's gun kind of thing for the end of the movie. I want to keep this at a tight 90.
Yeah, sure, okay.
So anyway, Carnage hacks the internet and finds out where she's being kept from some secret government files.
Oh, that plot point feels like it was written in 1996.
Thank you. So then he goes and breaks her free of where she's being held too.
Wow, so what are they gonna do now?
Oh, they have a very evil plan, sir. They want to get married and get revenge on three people they don't like.
What?
Yeah, see, Shriek wants revenge on the guy that made her wear the contact lens, and then Cletus wants revenge on Eddie for publishing an article after he specifically asked him to publish an article.
Right.
And Carnage, he wants revenge on Venom for...
I don't know, being his dad?
What are you talking about?
Look, I just want Venom and Carnage to fight, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. No, I don't really need a good reason.
Great, because I don't have one.
That's fine.
And so then we're gonna go to this cathedral and we're gonna have this big third act fight like you've never seen before.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Wait, have you seen any big budget blockbusters in the past couple years?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, then no, you have seen this before.
Oh.
Yeah, big CGI fight between protagonist and bad guy with similar powers.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, yeah, sure.
And at a certain point, the bad guys have Anne, and they're like, hey, Eddie, we're gonna kill her in front of you.
Oh, she gets killed right in front of Eddie?
Ah, you'd think so, because of the words they said. But no, they immediately climb to the top of the cathedral out of his sight.
Oh, interesting strategy.
And then Shriek ends up falling from the top of the building, and her scream makes the symbiotes disconnect from their hosts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Eddie and Cletus also fall, but Venom manages to reconnect with Eddie before he hits the ground.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
So now Carnage wants to go rebond with Cletus, and Venom has to stop him.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just eats him up. He's all weak now. Yum, yum, yum.
Very delicious.
So then they're about to kill Cletus, and he's like, hey, nobody asked, but I was abused, and also I wanted to be your friend.
What?
I don't know. I figured I should take a shot at making the villain sympathetic. I realized at this point in the script that I forgot to kind of develop the character.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So anyway, then Venom bites his head off.
Oh my god.
But right before he does, we're allowed one F-word in a PG-13 movie, right?
Well, you know, that depends. What F-word are you talking about?
The F-word?
Which one?
Like F-bomb?
Oh. Fa-bomb?
Nope. Okay, I'm just gonna do it. Anyway, so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie, you know?
It is. Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm just a little worried, you know, the market's so saturated with superhero movies. I feel like there's nothing setting us apart, you know? Like, why should people talk about this?
Well, what if we tack on a post-credit scene where we, you know, shove Venom into the MCU?
Yeah, that'll do it.
So, you have a new Venom movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Somehow we made it to three.
We did it!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what are we gonna do with that whole Venom has visited the MCU post-credit scene we did?
Nothing. We go back to the Sonyverse and Venom says he hates multiverses.
Okay, well, we dipped our toes in. That was exciting.
Technically, we're part of the MCU now.
Technically, we are, so fans can kind of imagine a world where Spider-Man and Venom would have interacted, potentially.
That's what people are paying us for, sir.
For some reason, yes, they seem to be.
So we're gonna meet the bad guy of this movie, this guy Null, who created the symbiotes, and he's trapped in a space prison.
Oh, and what kind of cool stuff's he gonna do with the movie?
Nothing, really, because he's trapped in a space prison.
Right, you did just say that.
But because Venom saved Eddie's life, that created something called a codex, which Null can use to escape from space prison and do evil things, potentially, because of the codex thing.
That's strangely specific.
Yeah, I can write whatever I want here, and people have no choice but to accept it.
Oh, neat.
So in this movie, whenever Eddie and Venom transform fully, they can be tracked by this scary monster that Null sent after them.
So the premise is that we can't really see full-on Venom much in this full-on Venom movie?
Precisely.
I guess that's what people want to see.
Anyway, so at the same time, Eddie's on the run because he's a murder suspect because of the last movie. He's being chased by this military guy, Strickland.
Oh, we should get Chiwetel Ejiofor to play the military guy.
The guy who played Baron Mordo in Doctor Strange?
Yeah, that way people will see him in the trailers and be like, wait, is this all connected multiversally?
And then when they watch the movie, they'll be like, oh no, it isn't, it's not that.
But by then, we already have their money.
Smart. So anyway, after being chased by an alien monster in the military a bit, Eddie's gonna hitchhike with this family.
And what's their deal?
Well, they're kinda weird, and the dad is bringing his family to see Area 51 before it gets shut down.
We should get Reese fans to play the dad.
The guy who played the lizard in The Amazing Spider-Man and Spider-Man No Way Home.
That's right.
We had Venom in a post-credit scene of that movie.
That's right.
So why would we-
I just explained to you why.
Fair enough. Okay, let's trick these suckers.
Acting like you're about to do something fun and then not doing it is good.
Oh.
So what else happens?
Well, it just so happens that a bunch of symbiotes are being kept at Area 51.
Oh, wow. What are the odds of Eddie accidentally heading that way?
I told you, I can write whatever I want.
Crazy.
So after spending kind of a weird amount of time road tripping with his family, Eddie's gonna get dropped off in Vegas.
Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
Wow.
And who does he run into there but Mrs. Chen, the woman who runs the local convenience store near his place in San Francisco? Yeah, finds her at a slot machine at the first casino he walks into. Well, you really can write whatever you want, huh? I sure can, sir. So they're gonna completely transform into Venom so they can do a fun dance with her, set to ABBA.
Oh, do they not know that when they fully transform, it attracts the deadly monster?
No, they know.
So why would they do that?
Well, at this point in the movie, I want the monster to find them, so they're just gonna do it.
Fair enough.
And the military people are gonna show up too and actually split Venom from Eddie and bring them to Area 51.
Oh no.
And they're gonna find out that the only way to destroy the Codex and save the world is if one of them dies.
Oh. Kind of seems like a no-brainer that they should sacrifice one of them.
No. Everybody's fighting for them both to survive. Even the other symbiotes are gonna fight for that.
Why?
Because Eddie and Venom are the main characters.
That makes sense.
And there's gonna be this big dramatic scene where Strickland gets approved to deploy the Six.
The Six, huh? What are they, like, symbiote soldiers or something?
No, they're just like six military guys who die immediately.
Oh, okay.
But all the symbiotes are gonna be released to help fight the monster, and they're gonna, like, bond with scientists so they can fight.
Didn't we make a big deal in the first movie about it being super rare for a symbiote to find a human host?
Hey, shut up. And also, there's this one scientist named Teddy Payne, and she's gonna have this whole backstory with her brother, and they were both struck by lightning as kids.
Okay.
And he wanted to be a scientist, but he died, so she became a scientist, and she has, like, this big lightning scar on her.
Right.
And at the climax of the movie, when a symbiote bonds with her, there's gonna be some, like, lightning on her hand.
Gotcha.
So, that's where that whole backstory leads up to.
Oh. Okay, what does that add to this?
Now that I say it out loud, I don't know, but it's gonna be in there.
Well, okay then.
So then the big bad guy, who is incapable of moving, is gonna send several monsters, and these people had a hard time handling one.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough to save the day now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Venom kind of absorbs them all and then walks over to this thing of acid they had kind of out in the open and sacrifices himself.
They just had big vats of acid nearby?
Yeah, that's how they were destroying things in Area 51.
With acid.
Yes.
That is convenient.
Yeah, so now Venom is dead and Eddie is sad, and we're gonna have a nice flashback montage set to the song Memories by Maroon 5.
What? And so then we're done. What do you think?
Oh, it sounds like a good time. I just feel like maybe we should leave it a bit more open-ended.
Isn't this the last one that Tom Hardy's doing?
Yeah, but I mean, if this movie does super well, we're gonna feel kinda silly if we don't leave an open door.
Okay, well, we can have a post-credit scene where Null kinda shows his face and it's like, oh, he's still there.
Love it.
And maybe we show a cockroach that has some symbiote on it.
Perfect. All right. Let's hope this one hits a franchise high.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.